just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
But you're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Beautiful wife. Lynn Gold, are you there?
I certainly am. Welcome everybody to the last Sunday in October. Almost Halloween. Glad you're with us.
And to my left, I'm not saying he's beautiful, but
he's a super nice guy. That's right. Pretty smart guy too. And he's got a great voice. That's right. And his name? Let me just tell you his name. His name is Big Dave. Dave Hildebrand. Dave, co-host. Did I say it right?
I'm going to faint.
Good evening. Good.
Hey, everybody. Really happy Halloween. Happy Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. You made a wise decision. This is the place to be Sunday night. That's
fine. And behind the scenes, we have
two people.
Our producer. Oh, we have two people behind the scenes?
We
okay.
Do.
Well, yep. Dave and I can't see it. So we have Chris Shaw.
And JJ.
Oh, and JJ. Hey, yes, JJ.
Hey, Chris. Hi, JJ.
Hi.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I told JJ what to do when you go like
that. Okay. Hey, folks. Don't forget, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, want to know what it's all about. We are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
No.
Yes.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Did that classify?
Well, we had
blooper?
Part of it,
that
so I'm going to finish it off. What it's the commercial, what right before that break, it said, if you are not listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, you just don't know.
No.
Well, that's right. You just don't know. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And let me just tell you, we are live from Orlando. Did I say it right now?
Yeah.
Last week you corrected me when I said Orlando.
I didn't. Chris did. Chris is on the
He probably said Orlander.
No, I didn't. No, he said I have to say Orlando. So anyway, we're live from Orlando, Florida. But all kidding aside, folks, let me explain to you something really, really serious now.
Oh, my
something
God.
Something I want to talk to you about real fast. And I'll tell you what it is. You know, besides being host on the radio show, this wonderful show that it's your show, we present it every Sunday night. I do all the selling for the radio show to get you all the great sponsors and advertisers on the show. Now, one of the things that comes up all the time, and I mean all the time, folks that are sighted, that working for a blind, let's just say,
organization,
most of the time they say, so what's so different about your radio show? What's the difference between a blind radio show and a regular radio show? There's so many radio shows on the radio. Why won't people listen to your radio show? What's it so different about a blind radio show? So think about that for a minute. Why do you listen? Why do you even listen any time, day or night? I screw up all the time. I don't talk all the time right. So why are you listening to this radio show? Tell me this. I'm glad you do. I'm glad we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But why do you listen? Especially you folks that are sighted. You sighted folks listen out there. They don't understand what makes this show. I mean, we don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. So why do you call in? Why do you listen at all?
Hey, that's why. Because
why?
We don't talk politics and we don't talk religion. That's one of the few places they can go where it's an escape.
Hey, before we forget, we'll talk about all that later, but I just want to give, I have one shout out.
Go ahead, have a shout out.
I do, to Sean Dobbs in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Sean.
Hey,
hope
Sean.
You're listening.
I hope you're listening to.
Say hi.
And hi,
by
Sean.
The way, I'd like you folks to call
David
in.
Has some shout
you
outs.
Could really help us. 407-894-1680. Off the air, Dave and I were discussing this subject. And Dave, you said, brought up something I told you. Then think about it. And you said to me one thing. What was that one thing you really said to me? And I said, you know what? You're really right. Remember what you said?
Basically, that one of the big differences is that it's a good chance for blind people that don't necessarily don't belong to all the organizations and whatnot, may not get out a whole bunch. It's a chance to network with other blind people or low vision people and
get to meet other people.
Get to meet other people, but also get to see that other people are going through the exact same thing as that you are, right? Because unfortunately, there's a lot of places that just don't have discussion groups and stuff going on. So this is a good way to see what is possible for one thing, for the blind people that are that don't mind going out on the limb and doing some crazy stuff. But it's also a chance to see what the average blind person can do and does do every day. So
I'd like to, not to interrupt you, Dave, I really like to hear some people, if you call in, I certainly would appreciate it. Tell me why you're listening to this radio show. Really would love to know. 407-894-1680. Why do you listen to this radio show? You're listening, which I'm glad you do. And if you're sighted, I definitely want to hear from you. Why do you listen to this radio show? We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. So why do you call? I'd like to know so when I can tell some of my people who are sighted and they're in charge of different blind organizations, they always want to know, what makes your show so different? And if I advertise on your radio show, what's the guarantee? Oh, that's a famous thing. It gets me crazy. What's the guarantee that they're even going to be interested in our product? So I say to them, pardon me, do you advertise in any sighted programs? Oh, yeah, we advertise on sighted programs. Oh, you advertise on a sighted program for a blind person and you advertise on a sighted program? Yeah, we do. I said, oh. So being on a blind radio show, that makes more sense, no? You would think. But no, they say no. It's better to advertise on a sighted show. Okay.
So they think the sighted person is going to buy it for the blind person,
who
I
knows?
Guess. You know?
Who knows? They want a guarantee. And I said, well, tell you the truth. There's one thing we don't do. I'm not giving anybody a guarantee that my folks are going to buy your product.
Nobody can guarantee.
I'm not going to guarantee someone's going to buy your product. That's crazy. I never heard of that before. All the life I've worked in, all the years I've been now on the radio, 10 years now, I never heard anybody guaranteeing to advertise on a show. They're going to guarantee it. What?
Right, hey, you're going to let me do my shout out?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm touching his elbow. Before we go to break, I'm going to give you a shout out.
I appreciate that. Hey, I've got to say hello to the Lake and Delfavor families up in Pittsburgh who are doing a very cool pumpkin carving contest and lots of fun family stuff up there. And I believe they are listening. And of course, hello to my lovely wife, Brenda, who brought me in and is cruising Orlando right now. So, and there may be others. My buddy, Bry Cartling, as well. Feel free to call in.
894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in.
Let us know what you're doing for Halloween. Do you got any special traditions, fun stuff you do? Some people totally ignore Halloween and hate it. Sometimes it's a church thing. Sometimes it's... you know, it's more for adults than kids.
Hey, you folks.
It'd be interesting to find out.
You folks out there, all kidding aside, I really need, I need it. I need your help. Call in if you're sighted, listening to the show. I need your help. And if you're visiting Paint and Blind, also need your help. Why are you listening to this radio show right now?
You're not being held hostage. I hope you're doing it with your own free will, right?
Yeah. Call in. I hope there's nobody holding you like this. But the point is, why are you listening to the show? I like to find out. So this way I can tell some of my advertisers are always saying, what makes your show so different?
Not all of them have Michael as the host. That's one thing.
Well, thank you. I don't know if that's good or bad, but the point that I'm saying is they screw up too. Let me tell you, I listen to my sports show out of Philadelphia, and they're screwing up all the time. Probably even worse than me, getting names wrong, saying this wrong.
Oh, yeah, I listen to radio still.
My God, they talk on top of each other. They interrupt all the time. So if you ever listen to any other talk shows, if you think this show is bad, if you think I'm bad, you should listen to other shows. Then they really are bad. I mean, I care.
We have fun here.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Yep.
We have a good time. And we're making new friends all the time around the country.
Yep, so. Yep. So if you want to, call in. Like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And by the way, when you get a chance, don't forget to go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you miss any part of the show, don't forget we archive all the shows. They're all there. There are now over 200 of them. They're in there. You can listen to any of the shows for the last 3 years.
You got insomnia or something? It is a great way to take care of that for you.
Yep.
You could be listening to this thing at 4 a.m. if you want.
We should be going to break.
Okay. So, listen, folks, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How well does your company communicate? Metrolina Association for the Blind is the expert in providing visually impaired clients full access to vital information. For over 30 years, we have been partnering with companies across the nation, creating accessibility, inclusion, and compliance. Let us help your company take its communication tools to the next level. Call today for a quote in Braille, large print, audio, or accessible PDF at 1-800-926-5466 or learn more at www.mabnc.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Come to Koi Wan Hibachi Grill and Sushi Buffet for an unforgettable dining experience. Biggest and best buffet in the Orlando area. Located at 945 West State Road 436 in Altamont Springs, right next to Kohl's. Monday to Friday, only $9.49 from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Evenings and weekend, only $13.99 all day. Includes all-you-can-eat blue crabs. Crave hibachi? We have hibachi your way. And sushi? So many varieties of fresh sushi. Oh, and don't forget the huge selection of desserts. Koi Wan Hibachi Buffet. Stop by today.
Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible. Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring health care to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way. We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard, Charlotte, Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, 925-1850, or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't forget, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. David!
I would like now to say hello to our first guest this evening. This is Cynthia Gonzalez with Primary Care at Home here in Central Florida. Cynthia, it's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
Cynthia, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
It's been on my mind. What makes your
company
different than all the other doctors out there that we go see all the time, wherever you are? Okay, what makes it so different? Because I go to the doctor all the time, and David goes to a doctor. We all go to doctors. What makes your organization and company so different?
You know, really one key thing. We come to you. You know, we truly are an innovative medical practice. And we support our patients and caretakers. But the difference is that we do it by coming to you in your home, whether that be an assisted living facility, an independent living facility, or your personal residence.
So what you're saying is, instead of me going to my doctor, okay, you become my primary doctor. So instead of me going there, then the bottom line is you come to me. Is that what that's what I'm hearing? You would be my primary doctor.
Absolutely. You got it. We are your primary care physician, and we come to you. And that just puts the caretaker at ease and the patient at ease. And just really simplifies everything for them.
Cynthia, this is Dave, and I was really excited when I heard about the company because we've got a dear friend of ours that's 98 years old, and she still got a good mind, still does her own investments, and she even used to drive up until very recently, and we're kind of discouraging her from that at this point and been taking her to the doctor and stuff, but we just got a new vehicle, and the vehicle's a little bit taller than what she's used to. And since she's not as good with mobility, at this point, an organization like yours is going to be could be a huge thing for her. What I want to know is, do you when they establish as being a patient, do you guys send the same doctor out each time? Or is it a different one? Because I could see that, you know, you're really kind of especially at that age, you're kind of forming a bond, and it's kind of important to get to know your doctor, you know.
Well, absolutely, the patient's relationship to the physician is really important, and we strive to make sure that the patient sees the same practitioner every time. So that they can establish that rapport, know their history, and be very comfortable.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you have any, I know a lot of times the doctor will ask for blood work and that kind of thing. Is there any of those type of things that you can do mobily as well? Any tests that you could do at home rather than having to go into a facility of some kind?
No, that's an excellent question. You know, with the technology we have today, we can bring services to you, such as any diagnostic test, laboratory test, Coumadin management, anything like this, we can bring to you, blood work. I mean, and this just saves you time and, you know, allows you to get the test you need without depending on someone to bring you there or if you'd have to, you know, bring yourself there. And sometimes that's just not possible.
That's huge. I mean, and to be honest with you, some people, particularly older folks, they might just blow it off completely and just not go because it's just too much of a pain.
Well, not just that, but you're going to end up going to doctors, get sick going to the doctors, waiting in some of those waiting rooms.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, physically, just getting ready and... you know, when you get older, it just takes a whole lot longer. So, you know, whatever transportation, and in my case, being blind, sometimes I've had to take, you know, this access links could take forever going to the doctor. So that could be huge. Another quick question is if the, for prescriptions, I know a lot of that kind of stuff can be handled with mail order, and all. Is that typically what you would suggest when you're dealing with somebody, when you're coming to them?
Yeah, it's definitely up to the patient, but that's definitely an avenue that they can take to, again, simplify things and make sure that they're getting their medications on time and whatnot. So, yeah, just, you know, going to the doctor, like you said, you know, spending half a day there sometimes, is such an ordeal, depending on someone maybe to take off work or, you know, and sometimes that's not even possible. And unfortunately, sometimes you're right. Sometimes the patient just doesn't go, which is quite dangerous. So this just cuts all of that out and, you know, just allow us to come to you in the comfort of your home and be seen and be taken care of.
So here's my question. I'm talking to you, sitting there right now on the couch. Why haven't you called? Why haven't you called? Here's my I don't understand. I'm talking to you.
Cynthia, people are asking.
We're getting some callers calling in saying they can't hear you. We have to talk a little louder, Cynthia.
Maybe we're talking too loud and she's...
Okay.
You have to talk a little louder.
Or just closer to your phone there.
But I'm talking to that person sitting on the couch. Why didn't you call in already? If you're so interested, why didn't you call in? I don't understand. What's your question? Why don't you call in already and make an appointment?
I have a question.
Yeah, what?
Okay, I have a question, Cynthia. This is Lynn. How are you?
Hi, Lynn. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Is there a minimum requirement for a certain amount of days that you must have already been sick or just not able to get out?
Nope, no requirement. Just call in and make an appointment so that you can be scheduled to be seen.
Wow. And let's talk a little bit about the insurances, and even if you don't have insurance, I know everybody's thinking about that.
You take Medicare,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Let's let Cynthia.
That's a good question. That's always a big question. I mean, we always accept the Medicare, Medicaid, and then we have other insurances that we accept as well, you know, TRICARE, Cigna, Aetna. And, you know, the best thing you could do is just call in, you know, and come and check and see if we accept your insurance, but we pretty much accept almost anything.
Sorry.
That is incredible.
Michael's phone is ringing.
Yeah, I'm gonna check into giving you a call tomorrow
for our
friend.
Please,
because
do.
I think that really could not only make life easier on our family, but I think our dear friend would feel a lot more comfortable having somebody come to her and like I say, you know, you can develop a relationship, and it'd be more likely that she would actually go. So now, how far in advance do you have to make an appointment? I know it depends. You know, that some days are going to be more tight than others, but I could see if somebody's sick, you know, that they need to get in the next day or so.
Well, absolutely. You know, when you call in, make sure that, you know, you state your case and what your primary issue is. And then we definitely try to make a maximum wait time of, you know, 72 hours for new patients.
Gotcha.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah. And probably once you're established, it's a little bit easier. Like most doctors, typically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You call in, you get your appointment, you make it a routine thing. And it's wonderful. It really is. You know, no going to the doctors and waiting in the office. And, you know, there's sick people around. Flu season's here.
Right.
You know, and the last thing you want to do is be exposed to more illnesses.
Do you give
while you're waiting at the doctor just for, you know, a routine blood, you know, blood work, or you need your prescriptions refilled or whatnot.
Okay. All right. And Cynthia, do you give flu shots, by the way? Can you give the flu shot?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. Yep.
Got an abundance of those right now.
All right. We have a caller on the line that has a question for you. Hello?
Sure. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Shirley?
Pardon?
Hi there.
State your name, caller.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, great. How you doing?
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Dave, and you got Cynthia on the line from primary care at home. At home.
Oh,
do you have a question for
Shirley? How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Okay, you are extremely difficult to hear over the air. Your audio is very, very low, and it's extremely difficult to hear you. I'm listening on the internet.
We'll talk to the engineers and see if they can adjust
it. I don't think it's Cynthia.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not, but it is.
Okay,
do you have a question for
the station?
Well.
We're coming,
so
she's coming
I'm
in loud
curious,
and clear, coming in here.
Cynthia, are you based basically there in the Florida area, or you're a local organization?
Yes, we are. We're local, but we cover many counties. I mean, we cover the Tri-County area, which is, you know, Orange, Osceola, Seminole, but we're in Polk, Hillsborough, Brevard, you know, Lake Sumter, Volusia, Charlotte, Lee, Highlands, and Pasco. I don't think I missed any. Can you hear
me? Okay, and do you know offhand, because my husband was looking at our health insurance, do you have any idea if your practice accepts Federal Blue Cross or not?
You know, I'm not quite sure about that one, but please do call in
and
so that
find
we can
out.
Verify that.
Okay, I will, because he was looking and didn't see anything for it. And I know that my other quick question somebody did address, but I couldn't hear you, as I said. If somebody, you know, needs an appointment, like I understand, obviously, for most things you would call ahead to schedule, but if someone has a cold or something like that and needs to be seen, are you able to schedule things like same day or next day, or are you primarily, you know, for things where people schedule ahead of time for ongoing type things?
We can sure accommodate that. That would be like more like an urgent care visit,
right?
And that could be accommodated. Yes.
Oh, so I didn't
absolutely.
See, Lynn, you were wrong. They do accommodate you on that. Oh,
okay, that's great. And are you like 5 days a week, or what hours is your office
we
open?
We sure are. We're 5 days a week, but we always have someone answering the phone, so you can always call in if you know if you're having any questions or you need to speak with somebody.
Okay, and would you like to give out your phone number? Because I'm sure other people would like to have
it's
that.
It's on our website, too, just so you'll know, Shirley. It's
okay,
on our website.
I saw an 800 number on their website,
on the
toll-free
website,
number.
Yeah, it's all there in our website.
Okay.
Cynthia, you can give it out now, Cynthia, but it's on our website.
All right, I'll give it out, but it's 1-800-925-1840.
Well, thank you,
Shirley.
Say
it again,
Cynthia. Okay, and Michael, to answer your question,
yes.
Why do I listen?
Yes.
It's for things like this. I'm always looking for new information.
That's great.
You know, whether it's things like this that I'm not aware of, or new technology, or, you know, anything that might help me in my daily life. I'm always wanting to, you know, to learn about what's available. Well,
thank you,
Shirley.
That's
why
I listen.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
We would be honored to help you. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening,
you
everyone.
Too.
You too.
Does anybody
Bye.
Else have
I
a
hope
question?
That people are now listening to Cynthia. Those people who did not hear her before, I hope you can hear her now. That was what somebody was calling me on my cell phone, and that's what they were saying, that they could not hear.
We'll have her back then.
Well, I've definitely got your number copied down for tomorrow for myself. I can tell you that for sure. And I could see the several other people that I can think of right offhand that really could benefit from
Well, here's
from
what I don't
service.
Understand. I really don't understand my listeners. My listeners are so interested,
laughing.
But they don't call in.
Well,
my listeners are so listening.
They don't have to call in.
But I don't understand.
And they can call us anytime. We'd be happy to answer any questions that they have.
There you
okay.
go.
Well,
my listeners, you prefer, I guess, taking a shuttle that are visually impaired and blind. You prefer getting it in the doctor's office and sitting there.
Not me.
To get other colds and God knows what other patients and sitting there for an hour or two.
Do you cover Lake County also? I forget.
Yes.
Oh, you do.
They cover Lake. I cover everything.
Oh,
they
wow.
Cynthia, I do have
a Florida.
I do have another question for you, just out of curiosity. And this is just part of the human experience, where a lot of people may have a certain preference, like my old friend, lady. She, you know, maybe she prefer a man doctor or a lady doctor. Do you take stuff like that into consideration as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I myself prefer a female doctor. So, you know, we have patients who prefer that, and we can accommodate that.
Right. Okay. That's
right.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you so much,
and
Cynthia,
we look
for
forward to having
well, thank
you. Back.
I'm
you
so
back.
Sorry about the audio, but thank you for having me in today.
You're we'll quite welcome. We'll have you back.
Very soon. Very,
very soon.
We'll
you sound
back.
Good
okay.
to me. Thanks a lot.
And let's
thank
see
you.
If some people
sounds
will call
good.
You. Okay. Thank you so
Shout
much.
Shout out to Raphael.
Shout out to Raphael. Yes,
okay.
yes. Thank you for calling.
Oh, and one thing. I'm glad your daughter's feeling better.
Oh, thank you. She is.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
All right, we'll talk
I
to you soon.
I called the right doctor.
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good.
You're
good
listening
night.
To Blind
Thanks,
and
Cynthia.
Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible.
Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring health care to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way.
Hey, Lynn, I can't believe this. Primary Care at Home. That's unbelievable. Actually comes to your house? No kidding. Instead of going to the office, Primary Care comes to you. Wow, that's something.
We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard, Charlotte, Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Lee County. Most insurances cover 100% of our services. Call us at 800-925-1850 or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at WhiteCaneCoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Before the break, we heard from Shirley from Ohio, who was bringing up and said why she was listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And the point was, I hope you can call in too and say why you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
She said, fun and informative. That's
fun and informative.
Yep.
That's great. Now we're going to listen to Dave.
We are?
Dave, we're going to hear Dave right now. He's going to play an instrumental. There we go, Dave.
I've got to do a song for Halloween, you know?
Ooh. There you go.
It is Halloween after all. So actually, I'm going to do a trivia one next hour, but first, see if you recognize.
This is not trivia.
No, I'm going to save my voice. I'm going to do an instrumental. Get ready. This is going to be wild now. You see, get that feel like a surf thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They call this the Blind and Beyond Radio Show because there's a lot more than just talking. This is why it's a variety show as well. And
thank
right
you,
now
David,
it's time
for the Beyond part.
That's
the
right.
Beyond.
Now it's trivia time. Trivia time.
You're part
trivia
of the Beyond.
Time. We're going to trivia time. I want to know who's singing this song.
Oh, okay.
Well, before we go to trivia, then we got the call. Where they're calling from?
It's Dan Day.
Altamont Springs.
What?
Altamont Springs.
Altamont Springs. Who is it?
Dan Day.
Hey, good evening. This is Dan Day.
Hi, Dan.
What's happening, Dan?
Dan, how you doing, Dan?
Hey, good evening, gang. Hey, good show. I just wanted to respond to you. You were asking why people listen to the show.
Right.
I know it's a good place to come and pick up information that's focused toward the blind community, which you can't get that everywhere. You know, nowadays you can go to the internet and Google around or whatnot, but you always bring on interesting guests and bring up information that I was not aware of. And for example, the last little session you had there with the primary care, that was very interesting and good to know that kind of service is around.
Thank you.
And you think you're going to use it? You think you'll try to use it? You think you'll at least call and say hello?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm pretty happy with my own medical care at the moment, but you know how it is time goes by, things change.
That's
and
right. You never know.
Especially with transportation, it can be such a tricky thing, so...
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, last week you had a person on from the Foundation Fighting Blindness, Ben Shaberman, that talked about clinical trials, you know, that kind of information to get out to people with inherited eye diseases just to let them know that the science is advancing fast. And those kinds of things are so useful to people because you know how it is. Raising awareness in the blind community is not always easy, and I think this show provides a very good forum for that. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
We need your help.
And thanks,
we appreciate
man.
You.
We appreciate your listening.
Thank
absolutely.
You, Dan. All righty.
Thank
so
you, Dan.
We'll talk to you soon.
And now we're going to trivia. Thank you, Dan, for calling in from Altamont
Springs.
That's
really nice.
Right now we're going to trivia. Trivia time. Phone number to 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Ooh.
y'all know it.
Oops, that's my bad. That's the wrong one. I'm getting a little bit too spooky into the mood.
It's spooky, though. I like that, though.
That's not the right one. It's coming up right now. Here we go. Here we go. That's it. That's it. This is the song. Who's singing the song? Yeah, it's a reality show. Who's singing the song?
Makes it more fun.
407-894-160. Who's singing the song?
Later, I want to know who did that first one.
Late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Okay, so who's singing that song? That's the right song. Who is singing that song? That was a big hit. Big hit. We played that now pretty much every year that we had on the show at Halloween. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
That's a great tune.
Okay, so folks, besides the trivia, we're still waiting for you to call in and tell us why in the world are you listening to this radio show? I really like to know. Really would. It would really help me to talk to some of these advertisers I talk to that are cited and they don't get the show. They want to know what makes this show so different from all the other radio shows that are on that you can listen to. Why do you listen to this one?
Okay, guys, we have Shirley Roberts from Ohio, and I think she's got it already, the trivia.
All right. Cool. Shirley.
Shirley.
Hi there again, guys. It's Bobby Boris Pickett.
Ah, you got it. I know you're right.
You got it. You got it. So you just won yourself, listen to this one, a $10 gift card from Koi Wan.
Oh, wow.
Koi Wan. If you haven't
been to
Koi Wan,
Hibachi Buffet.
Hibachi Buffet, yep. They have great buffet and great hibachi. Oh, I love to go there. Linda and I go there all the time. You can go there, and what can I tell you? You can stand there.
So where are they, Michael?
It's on 434 and 436. Where 434 crosses 436.
You got to come down here.
And out the Mount
Springs. Oh, I know that. I think I figured that out.
Yes, it's
a way of luring you down to Central Florida.
Oh, is that what it is?
There you go.
That means you have to go with us, David.
You know what? I was just talking to Brenda about this place on the way up here. So we were literally just talking about going.
Well, I don't think we've been there. We've been to some buffets, but I'm not sure we have tried that one. But that sounds great.
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And as far as Bobby Boris Pickett goes, I've always thought I'd love to hear him say "Auntie Pasto."
Oh yes.
Like
but you know what? He wasn't the original of that song.
Huh?
He was not the original of that song.
But he was the most famous by far.
Yeah, he was the most famous.
And did you?
I heard another version of it the other day, and I didn't like it. Maybe it was the original.
The original one I didn't like either. You're right.
Well, and then Bobby Boris did a later one. He did like the Return From or something, which was, you know, it was a little lame compared to
that. My parents had Bobby Boris. We had the original Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, and they were on our distributor. We distributed that record, and it was a big hit.
Hey, but thank you
for calling, Shirley. We have
thank you. If you want to put me back on with Chris, I can give him my address.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you going to play a little bit of that music for me? I'm going to read a poem for Halloween. And
Lynn's going to read a poem.
Chris is going to read one the second hour. So that music that we played by mistake, we're going to put it in the background.
Sweet, because I like that song anyway.
My bad once again for playing that by mistake.
Oh, that's okay. We forgive you.
We could stand to hear it again anyway.
Okay. All right. When you're ready, I'm ready. Okay. This is called The Ghost House by Robert Frost. Yeah. I dwell in a lonely house I know that vanished many a summer ago and left no trace but the cellar walls.
I dwell with a strangely aching heart. In that vanished abode, they are far apart. Oh, on that disused and forgotten road, that has no dust bath now for the toad. Night comes, the black bats tumble and dart. The footpath down to the well is healed. I dwell with a strangely aching heart. In that vanished abode, they're far apart. On that disused and forgotten road that has no dust. Oh, now for the toad. Right, night comes, the black bats tumble and dart. I actually read that already. The whippoorwill is coming to shout and hush and cluck and flutter about. I hear him begin far enough away, full many a time to say his say before he arrives to say it out. It is under the small, dim summer star. I know not who these mutts folks are who share the unlit place with me, those stones out under the low-limbed tree. Doubtless bear names that the mosses mar. They are tireless folk, but slow and sad, though too close-keeping are lass and lad, with none among them that ever sings, and yet, in view of how many things, as sweet companions as might be had. Wow.
Wow.
That's hard to read, Robert Frost.
I like the part about the toads.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I read it twice.
That was a good one. That was Lynn.
Yeah,
it was Lynn Golder.
I was stumbling along there a little bit. It's hard to read from the
so folks,
times from the past.
It's a little scary.
I'm still waiting for you to call up. And folks, if you're sighted listening to this show, I'd love, and I mean I love to hear from you, why you listen to this radio show. Anybody who's sighted listening to this radio show, wherever you are in this country, would you please call me? I'd love to hear why you're listening to the radio show.
I can tell you right now, Sunday nights, there's just nothing darn good on TV anyway. This is the place to be, seriously.
That's the only reason why they're listening?
That's a big reason
gross,
right there. Turn off the TV.
Well, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I can think a lot of people that made friendships all over the country because of our
show.
Yeah,
Brian, I can understand
that. The last 4 years,
why a sighted person is in the show.
Well,
we know we have quite a few, but they don't call in.
Well,
so
wait a minute. I'm sighted and I made a lot of friendships. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm waiting for some
people to call in. Chop liver?
You're right.
I'm waiting for people to call in. 407-894-1680. If you're visually impaired or blind, call in. I'd love to hear why you listen to this radio show.
Oh, we've got a call.
It certainly helps when I talk to the advertiser and tell them why the people call, why they listen. I certainly need your help. It would be nice. I mean, when I call people and I talk to them and they're sighted and they give me a hard time. Oh, what makes your radio show? What? Tell me something. What kind of guarantees can you give me that people will be listening or any guarantees people will buy my product?
You
should
hear
what they
say.
We don't have a caller yet, but I do feel like they're going to start calling in soon.
Okay. Well, pretty soon we'll be going to the top of the hour also. So if you want to call in, you better
call
now. Call
in 2 hours from now. We'll be off the air.
Hey, JJ.
Yes.
What are you doing for Halloween?
Ooh, I think I'm working.
No way.
Here?
Yeah. It's, no, not here at my other job. It's going to be an adult Halloween this year, guys.
Gotcha.
You have another job?
A lot of people are doing Halloween for, adults. It's
what
kind
are
of
you
the,
doing, David?
You know what I'm doing?
Playing.
On Thursday night, the 31st, Halloween night, I am playing down at Maxine's on Shine, one of the greatest restaurants downtown Orlando.
Everybody's wearing costume?
I think so.
Wow.
It's usually, Thursday is usually a little bit of a mellower night, but I mean, compared to Friday and Saturday, but Maxine's got great food and it's just awesome people and it's a fun place. Plus, I'm there. So, I mean,
there you go.
That's the place to be, really.
There you go.
Maxine's on Shine.
Actually, anybody out there in Orlando, you have to go listen to David. He is great.
Yep, you should.
He really is.
Have a good time anyway.
And his band, too. His group, Bry and Folks.
Yeah, I play in a band, the Bayou Shakers, and then I play solo. So, solo, you can't even hear me sometimes.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you are sighted, I'd love to hear from you and why you're listening to this radio show. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're visually impaired and blind, if you listen a lot, if you listen all the time, I'd like to know why you listen all the time. It certainly would be helpful to talk to you on the air so this way I can tell my advertisers why they should advertise on this radio show. Need your help. It would be nice. Could you help us? Call in and let us know wherever you're calling from. Nice to hear from you.
Did you just stumble across on the radio dial?
Maybe that's it. They turned the dial and they said, okay.
But once they found us, they stay, you know?
That's right.
That's the trick.
We have retention.
If you are in South Dakota, if you're in Kentucky, if you're in New Hampshire,
California,
if you're in, wherever you are, Indiana.
It's a small world when you got streaming internet, you know.
Washington, California,
Walla
Walla. Yeah, wherever you are, call in.
We have two minutes to take our caller.
Okay, anybody on the line? Nobody's on the line. Nobody cares.
Nobody couldn't care less about this show.
Yeah, we got our good friend that's on the phone line with us right now, all the way from Vancouver, Washington?
Washington.
Cool. Okay.
Who's on the line from Washington?
Our good friend, the one and only, the phenomenal Gabe.
Gabe. All hey, right. Gabe. How you doing, Gabe?
What's up, Gabe?
Happy Halloween, Gabe.
Gabe from Washington.
You too. Happy Halloween.
Thank you,
yeah,
honey.
Happy Halloween to you.
What you got
already,
going on?
You know what? I can't believe it's already Halloween almost already. And then after that, we'll be thinking about Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Is it getting cold up there for Halloween?
Hey, Gabe, tell me something. Did you hear what I was talking about before about why you're listening to the radio show? Why are you listening to this Blind and Beyond radio show when you can listen to any other radio show?
Well, you know what?
Why?
The reason why is because, I mean, it's a lot of fun to listen to because, well, you're telling everybody that may have not experienced, you know, what it's like to be blind or visually impaired. What we do pretty much every single day of our life, and it's great to have lots of people know about this, is what I think. That's why I would listen.
Well, thank you. That's
thank you. That was very nice,
Gabe.
That was a very nice compliment.
Well, thank you. Oh, one more thing, though. You know what? I had no idea. I found out that you're actually, this show, now I understand why lots of people are listening, because now I hear your show was on a couple other stations, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm listening right now. I forget what the station is called. It's AM 850 out of West Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, Dave,
I never knew.
Believe it or not, we got people all over the world that listen to this station.
Gabe, we got to go. Thanks for calling in, Gabe.
You have a nice Halloween.
I will definitely call in next week.
Okay, Gabe, we got to go. Stay well.
You have a good one, man.
I will.
Thanks for calling in, Gabe. That was Gabe from Vancouver, Washington.
Nice.
We're going to break. Don't go away. Stay well. Don't go away. Stay well. When I say stay well, that's don't
stay where you're at.
Stay put.
Stay put.
Don't move a muscle.
Yeah, don't. We'll be right back.